Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. 5 days out from the election, Anthony Albanese has returned to Perth. Health remains at the top of his agenda, with the Labor leader promising a new medical centre in Bentley in the key seat of Swan in a partnership with the state government. While the Prime Minister is talking up his new first home buyers plan that will allow people to access up to 40% of their super to enter the market. Experts claim it could drive up prices while leaving younger Aussies worse off if they dip into their retirement savings. But Scott Morrison has told Seven property is an important investment.
Your own home, it's the biggest asset you'll ever own. You know, you invest in your own home for your own security. That's one of the greatest Australian aspirations there are. And that's what I think this election's all about. We want to empower people.
Demand for ambulances across the Perth metro area has eased this morning. St John's was hit by another spike in demand yesterday, issuing a warning on social media that it may delay services. The organisation is urging people to only call 000 in an emergency. And tributes continue for Australian cricketing great Andrew Symonds, who was killed in a car crash in Queensland on Saturday. Former teammate Justin Langer says friends and colleagues are feeling numb.
It's been an incredibly sad period in Australian cricket. This one's rocked us all the brothers in Australian cricket. This has really rocked us because he was so real. He was such an incredible person, an elite athlete. This is a very, very, very sad one.
In sport, the Eagles are looking at the positives despite going down to the Demons 112-38 yesterday. Coach Adam Simpson says he did see some growth.
Supply, front half turnovers, contest, pressure, tackles, all the things that I think our fans want to see. If you don't win, they want to see effort. Sounds a bit silly. We lost by a pretty big margin, but just like last week, I thought the effort was there.
While the Dockers' six-game winning streak has come to an end, going down to the Suns by 36 points yesterday.
Listener.